Well, joining us now on the line from Sweden, we have Drew Fellier. He's the coordinator of this boat to Gaza. Drew, thank you so much for your time once again, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you very much.
What's the latest information that you can share with us?
The latest information is very sketchy. Mm-hmm. We know that they were intercepted under international law. We know they were boarded and I would say kidnapped into Israel. We know from previous experience that I have been, for example, four times on this kind of flotillas. So they take you to Ashdod. This is the harbor in Israel they take you. You are going to be screened and identified, and then having a question by different branches of the Israeli intelligence and security forces. And then you are probably in a detention center waiting to be deported. And they try to make you to sign documents saying that you entered Israel illegally, and this is the reason for your deportation. We, as a principle, never signed these papers because we say we didn't enter the country. We've been forced into the country. So we don't know exactly. I will speak with our lawyers soon and see if they have met them already in the night, but probably they have just met them very, very, very briefly, and they will meet them today, I hope so.
So when they take over the boat, does all communication cease?
The communication usually ceases before.
Okay.
They are coming, before they come on the boat, like I guess 30, 40 minutes before, they have some technical devices that block everything, even satellites. All the equipment is blocked. We had the two Al Jazeera Mubashar on the boat, and they also, their sending was blocked. Mm. The latest I know that these people from Al Jazeera are on their way to London. I think they will arrive in London today in the morning or at noon, because they released them because they're journalists. So we hope that then we can get more accurate details of the takeover of the boats. You know, they are starting to kind of use Orwellian language, which means they start to say, we have escorted the boat to Ashdod.
Mm.
They don't say, we tow it, we forced it, we kidnapped it to Ashdod. They escort it. So they're trying to kind of to make their crimes look a little bit better.
What happens eventually to the boat itself? Does it ever get returned?
Usually they want to confiscate the boats. It depends a bit about our campaigns, what will happen. In 2012, we were going from Sweden with a big sailing boat, really big one, 55 meters, 3-masts boat. And they wanted to confiscate it, and we had been contesting this in the Israeli courts in four years, and just one month ago, the Israeli Supreme Court have said that it's not legal to confiscate our boat, so we will get this boat back, and they have to make it again functioning. It's on them. They have to pay the whole trial costs, and they probably will have to pay us for economical damage that we had because of the boats being in Israel 4 years. So if you endure and if you have the economical muscles to pay the lawyers during a long time, then I think you can get it back. And this is, in a way, very good, because we will show them and the world that you can win even in court, and you can also get your boats back. So now we have a court for the boat from last year, Marianne. So I think that we will do the same. We say, we're in international water. You have no right to take the boat. You have no right to force us into Israel. And you, of course, have no right to confiscate the boat.
Now, what about legal action against the kidnapping itself of the activists on the boat and the journalists on the boat? What's the chances of success there?
I can say that we have tried to take them into court here in Sweden, but the Swedish prosecutors have decided this is not possible because we cannot have the names and identity of the criminals. They mean that we have to have the names of the officers or the soldiers who came to our boat, and they are the criminals. We saying that they are, of course, they are also the criminals, but the criminals are those who officially sent them. The criminal is not only the man in the street who shoots somebody. The mafia boss who told him to do that is also a criminal. And this is what we're trying to say and to take to court. But until now, we have not been successful. We are waiting to see if maybe other countries also will do that. I think you should, in South Africa, with the history you have of fighting segregation, apartheid, fighting injustice in the legal system, maybe you should try to prosecute the Israeli officers and generals who send the soldiers to commit crimes. So maybe this is a way to do that. I'm not sure, but I think that the more countries will try to do that, the more it will be successful. The only place that they have been in a trial is Turkey. And in Turkey, the trial has been going now since 2010, since the Mavi Marmara murders, and the 19th of this month, it's one more session of this trial. The Turkish government have tried now to stop the trial because they have this deal with Israel, but I hope that the Turkish justice system will not accept it and will continue. And in this trial, the accused are generals and the people who sent the soldiers to commit the crime.
Yes, I'm sure that's something that the South African lawyers will look into. Finally, Draw, many would argue that it was known that this boat would be stopped and that what is happening now would have happened. Perhaps the objective here was to create consciousness around the plight of the people in Gaza. Do you think that this strategy of sending boats, which you know are going to be stopped, is still effective? It doesn't seem to be getting as much coverage in mainstream media as it once was a few years back.
I can say like this. Unfortunately, it doesn't get as much media, but fortunately, it is because nobody is being killed on the boat. If people would be killed on this boat yesterday, then the media would be as hot as it was. So fortunately, nobody is killed, and unfortunately, the media don't have a good coverage. But on the other hand, if our statistic on the Facebook, for example, shows that the most used word yesterday and this morning on Facebook is the word Gaza, which means that the biggest social network in the world that billions of people are using every day, there the Gaza is an issue. And I mean that this is very, very important for us to remember. When other crimes are committed in Syria, in Libya, in Afghanistan, in everywhere, all over the world, in the United States, when black people being murdered in the streets, it is also important to see the plight of the Palestinian people. Next year is 50 years for the occupation of 67. It's 100 years for the Balfour Declaration when the British gave, Palestine to Jews. And it is also 10 years for the siege on Gaza. So next year we have to make our effort bigger than ever to make the world remember. It is the longest occupation in modern time. And I think it's important to all the time emphasize that as long as the siege will go on, the boats will come, and the challenge against the siege will be, and the Israelis can try to stop us, can board the boats, can take the boats, can imprison the people on the boats, but we will keep coming, like you did in South Africa, kept demonstrating, even when they arrest you, even they put you into prison. People said, what is the use? You can wait. The reforms will come. No, you did it until you got your freedom. And exactly this is what we will do together with the Palestinian people in Palestine and in Gaza to get freedom. I personally, my dream is to have a boat coming from South Africa from the Good Hope, from Cape, Good Hope Cape, how you call it?
Cape of Good Hope.
In English.
Cape of Good Hope. Cape of Good Hope.
Yes. From the Cape of Good Hope, they should go a boat to Gaza. This is my dream, with some people who have fought against apartheid and activists from all over the world. This will be a symbolic voyage, and then I hope there will be a big boat, and together we will succeed to break the siege of Gaza.
Dror, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
That was the coordinator for this boat to Gaza, Dror Felia, talking to us from Sweden. It's 4 minutes to 8.